937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are going to help you to have the best, I mean the best looking yard and garden wherever you live. And we want to start off the morning with a special welcome to four new radio stations in central Massachusetts, WHNP 1600 AM in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, WHMP 1400 AM in Northampton, and WHMQ 1240 AM in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Went to school at UMass, was in the Northampton and Greenfield or Longmeadow area for many, many years. Enjoyed myself there, and I'm really excited to be able to help you. That's where I got my education, at the University of Massachusetts, and we hope that you call, and we will help you with information that is timely for where you live. So give us a call, 800-259-9231. Write that down, 800-259-9231. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Tom from PA with a question about ginger.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a flowering ginger plant that's not flowering. I've had it 2 years and nothing but leaves.
Okay. So this is the tropical ginger, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, is it getting sun and plenty of sun all day?
About half a day of sun outside in a pot.
Okay, and then during the winter you bring it inside the house?
I
put
do.
It in the south-facing window?
Yes.
Okay. How often are you feeding the plant, Tom?
About once a month.
About once a month, okay. I tell you what I'd like to have you do. Ginger is a plant that requires a little bit more food than you're giving it right now. And what I do myself for a plant like that, because you do have a life other than working in the garden, buy a fertilizer called Osmocote. O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E. Osmocote looks like a little BB. And you would put a teaspoon to a tablespoon, depending on the size of your container. Scratch it into the soil. And every time that plant gets watered, that little pellet will bleed fertilizer a little bit at a time, and it will fertilize your plant for the next 3 months. But I do. Like this time of the year, I'm bringing in all of my house plants. So I give them Osmocote, and I'll write, this is October, right? So October, November, December. So January 1st, I write down on my calendar Osmocote. And then January, February, March, so April 1st, Osmocote. And I do that 4 times a year. And that way, every single time I water that plant, it gets fed. And it makes a big, big difference in the quality of that plant. Now, the other thing, ginger is a plant that will traditionally bloom in the springtime. So when you get to, I'm going to say, February, March, in that time span, if you can use a liquid food like Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks and still have the Osmocote, that doubling up of the food will stimulate the new growth that will activate the buds to give you the flowers from your plant. The other thing is ginger won't bloom till it gets to be 2 to 3 feet tall. So if you just want a little 4-inch plant and it's still in that size pot, it may be time for you to repot it. Now, what I want you to do for any kind of an indoor or a tropical plant, they should be repotted every 2 to 3 years. When they're young, it could be every year. Pull the plant out of the pot. Look at the root ball. If the root ball is a solid mass of white roots, it's time to repot. And you would go from a 4 to a 6. If you're in a 6, go to an 8. If you're in an 8, go to a 10. If you look at the root ball and you see more soil than roots, leave it alone. Okay? So it could be that it's pot bound and often, and it could be that it needs more sunlight. And the other thing is, when you water that plant and it's in your home, the side that's facing the window, spin the pot so it now faces inside your room. That way the other side of the plant has a chance to get sun for a whole week. And then you, by continuously moving and spinning that pot, the sun is more uniform and you're more likely to have flowers on that plant. But it's got to have some size. It shouldn't be pot bound. It likes to be fed and water as needed. Take your index finger, push it in the pot. If it feels moist, wiggle it. If it feels moist, leave it alone. You're better off a little bit dry than you are on the wet side. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Jack from Massachusetts with a question about his tomatoes.
Hi, Jack. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
I have two questions. The first question is, my wife tells me there's a lot of worms on the tomatoes, and what should have we done about that? And the second one is, I wanted to move butterfly bush, trumpet vine, and some arborvitae. Can I do that?
Okay. Butterfly bush, you have to wait until spring. Butterfly bush is not a plant that will readapt and get established during the fall season. So I would definitely wait until March and move it at that time. Okay, arborvitae, no problem. You can move that right now, and you won't have any problem with that plant at all. And the third plant, what was the third plant? My mind just went blank. That one can be moved also. But the butterfly bush is a plant that is spring moved only. Okay, now, when you move it, you got a big root ball. Cut the plant back by about a third to help compensate for some of the root loss. And condition the soil with some compost, some animal manure. If the soil is sandy, use a product called Soil Moist to help retain moisture in that ground. And give it some room because it's going to get big. Now, your first question, worms on your tomato plant. So what you have is and it's a big worm. Your wife, I'm sure, when she first saw it, it probably got startled if she hadn't grown tomatoes before. They call a tomato horn worm. They will get as big as your thumb. They are the same color as the foliage of your tomato plant, and on the back side, there's a little horn, hence the name tomato horn worm. The best way, the safest way, is with a new natural product called Spinosad, and I'll spell it, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, Spinosad. It also comes under the name Captain Jack. The reason they call it Captain Jack, it was discovered in the Caribbean. It's a bacteria. It's a microbe. And it was found in old composted rum remnants. When they cleaned up the barrels and they dumped it, they found it in the old rum.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Welcome to Bogs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental Beetle Trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bill from Maine with a question about compost.
Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning. I had a question.
Good morning.
On the compost tumbler. I was excited hearing you talk about cleaning up your garden after the storm and filling it chock full. So in the spring, we bought the original compost tumbler, and,
yes,
you know, it's a pretty good-sized contraption. And it works great, but my problem is I never get it full enough. So now with the cleaning up the garden, I'm looking forward to filling it. And I'm wondering, like you, can I just put whole stems in there, whole vines, or do I have to chop it up? And am I going to get another load out this season?
Well, Diff, have you emptied the load from what you did in the spring?
Yeah, I've gotten a couple loads out of it, but I've got one that's been in there for a couple of weeks now. It didn't have enough to really get hot, but it's breaking down okay. It's just slow.
Okay, then I would add, and like when I did, I just filled mine on Monday. I cut back a lot of my perennials that were beginning to really go by. And what I did is, I like you, I've got the real big compost tumbler. I put a footstool, so I was standing up above it, and I really pushed it down deep, and I stuffed it. And every time I stuffed
it,
nope. I put tomato plants that were 5 feet tall. I just folded them in half. Jammed it in there. I had some cauliflower remnants. I just stuffed that in there. I had lilies, tall stems. I broke them in two or three pieces and stuffed them in there and really, really, really packed it tight, tight, tight. Once I got it filled and I took the hose and I really gave it a good soaking, until water came dripping out of the bottom. Turned it, opened it up again, watered it a second time. So, because if there's moisture in there and you get a nice sunny day, that moisture really heats up the organic matter much, much faster. And I'll tell you, by the end of October, that stuff will be all rotted and ready to go into your garden. And what I did last year, the end of October, when I cleaned it out and spread it all over the garden, I stuffed it with some pine needles and leaves, like a 50-50 blend. I threw my pumpkins in there. I broke them up, and I didn't throw them in whole because they were too big, but I broke them up in chunks and mixed that in with the leaves and the pine needles and watered it again, turned it all in. And during November, I added water maybe once or twice. And by the time spring came, it was ready to go. And it had some beautiful stuff. So you've got enough time to get one more crop out of that compost tumbler. The secret is make sure that it stays wet and turn it. If you can turn it two or three times a week, add water as needed, and you don't need to drag out the hose. Just take a regular bucket, open up the top, pour the whole bucket of water in there, turn it really well so that everything is wet, and just let that sun hit the compost tumbler, and it will build up a lot of heat in there. And you'll see some mornings when it's really cold out, you'll see steam coming out of the top of it. But it's a great tool, and once you get accustomed and into the routine of turning it, adding moisture, you're going to have the most incredible compost that you've ever had, and your garden will be beautiful. And if you're listening to us, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then compost tumbler. This is a compost maker that will hold half a dozen big trash bags full of leaves, pine needles, your old tomato plants, your old impatiens, petunias, marigolds. Put all that stuff in there, and it will turn to rich black organic matter to retain moisture, to increase the microbes and the beneficial bacteria in the soil so that you will have a better looking garden.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, fall is such a great time for planting, and you've probably heard me say this more than once, that fall is for planting. Well, if you're going to be doing some fall planting, there are a couple of things that will really help you a great deal. And one of them is to get the root system active. Get it actively growing, so that it's able to do a better job and get caught and established before the ground gets really cold and everything freezes solid. So, to help motivate the plant, there is a little creature called mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is a very, very unique creature in the ground. It's a microbe, it's a bacteria, and when you add mycorrhiza to bulbs, to new trees, to new shrubs, to all kinds of things that you're planting, they will get established a lot faster. Well, I've asked a friend, Paul Weimer, from the Thrive Company, to join us this morning to tell you about mycorrhiza and how using it will help you to have a better garden. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, we're really pleased that you're able to join us this morning. I know it's early for you, and we really appreciate your time. Could you explain to our listening audience what mycorrhiza is?
Absolutely, and you did a really nice job. Just to continue what you were saying, it is a bacteria, beneficial bacteria. Basically, in our product, it's in a liquid, which is pretty unique as far as the products go that have mycorrhizae in them. It will get down in the soil if you're treating existing vegetation, but as you were talking about, and I agree with you, fall's a great time to be planting. You can use it when you're planting. So as you're putting the bulb, the seeds, the plants, whatever you're doing into the ground, you want to treat with our product, with Thrive. That mycorrhizae is going to attach itself inside that root system, and it's actually going to extend out that root system as it's growing in the soil. And what it will do is it will allow it to intake nutrients from further out. It will allow it to retain nutrients. It will allow it to retain water so that you're going to have a healthier, stronger plant. And if you're doing this when you're planting, you're going to get your plant started out on the right foot, because you're really going to give it all of those benefits from the beginning. And then, you know, the product also contains just beneficial bacteria. We put somewhere, depending on the product, 16 to 20 different species of bacteria, and they're doing a multitude of things, but the easiest way to explain it, and the way I understand it, is that it's breaking down nutrients in the soil. It's giving you a healthier soil. If you think about it like probiotics for humans and what it does for us, that's basically what that beneficial bacteria is doing in the soil. So that combined with the mycorrhizae, again, you're getting your plant started off on the right foot. And with our product, you want to use it when you're planting. But then more importantly, a week, 2 weeks from now, you want to continue to reapply. And I would say reapply until the soil temperature gets into the low 40s or even upper 30s. And then when spring comes around again, begin to treat.
It really is a very, very unique product. And this is something, it's fairly new. It's probably been around 5, 6, maybe 7 years. I first started to experiment with it about 4 or 5 years ago. And what I saw just excited me like I have never been excited about something new in the garden. It made my plants grow so much that I was just astounded by what I saw. And the first area that I saw is I used it when I was planting some perennials underneath some newly planted Crimson King red leaf maples. And those new perennials that I put in just grew and grew and grew. They more than doubled in size. They flowered. They were absolutely gorgeous. Never thought about my tree the following spring, because I had used this about 5 times on my perennials. My Crimson King maple. Now, any leaf that's not green, that plant will normally grow less. And a Norway, Crimson King Norway maple, will normally grow between 9 and 12 inches. Well, the following spring, after doing this to my perennials, that Crimson King maple, and there was 2 of them, one on each side of my driveway, they grew over 20 inches every single branch. And I was just blown away. And ever since then, everything I plant, I put Thrive, this new liquid mycorrhiza, on it.
You know, it's so much fun to hear you say that and hear about your story. As we've been here, you know, doing this for a couple of years now, I would say that, you know, every year we hear really positive feedback, but with anything, you know, over the years, you get more and more traction as far as more and more people trying it. And this year, with us, you know, kind of redoing our website and everything, we have heard and seen so many pictures and feedback from people that are saying what you're saying. And even personally, you know, I've been using it for 3 years, and I tell you what, you better be ready for plants and trees and lawns to really be more full, thicker. Your lawn's going to be less. You are going to be mowing your lawn a little bit more often. You are going to be, pruning back the trees from time to time. But, that's a good problem to have. I think that's what we all want. But it really is amazing, and we are hearing that across the board. So it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and if you're growing annuals and you're growing vegetables, now, last year, it just blew my mind again. I planted my tomatoes the way that I normally do, and during the year, I hit my tomato plants and peppers and everything else with the vegetable Garden Thrive 3 times. My tomatoes grew to be 7 feet tall, and they're in big, big cages made out of concrete wire, and they spread about 4 foot, produced a ton of fruit, which I was really excited about. But what I did not expect was in the fall of the year when I was cleaning my garden, I could not pull the plants out of the ground. I had to get a shovel to dig the root system, and I was totally amazed at how large the root systems grew. So Thrive Mycorrhiza will, double or triple the size of your root system?
You know, the easy answer is yes. Double, triple, it's just a matter of how long it's in the ground and how long you continue to reapply, which is, a lot of people will ask us, well, if it's bacteria, it's naturally going to multiply in the soil, both the mycorrhizae and the beneficial. And they're correct to a point. Every person's backyard is its own environment. So depending on temperatures and watering and everything else that we're using, it fluctuates that population. And that's one of the biggest reasons that we tell people you want to continue to reapply. We suggest to reapply weekly or as needed. I would tell you that, personally, now that I've been doing it for 3 years, I do it typically every 2 to 3 weeks because that's when I need to do it. But, you're right. If you continue to apply it, you are going to continue to extend out that root system, and that's a very beneficial thing. As you learn and as everybody else is learning as they're using the product, so, 2-3 times over time, maybe even more than that.
If you're a new gardener and you're planting bulbs, let's say at this time of the year, and you want to stay away from using bone meal, because bone meal is going to attract raccoons, skunks, your neighbor's dog is going to smell the bone meal in that garden, and he's going to start digging. And all of a sudden, if you planted your daffodils to have a certain pattern and color, they're going to get all mixed up, and you're going to have a real mess on your hand. You take this Thrive, you add it to the hole, you plant in it, and then you add some more once you've filled in the hole, and those bulbs are going to get a good, strong root system. It's going to get them caught, and you will not believe what will happen the following spring. But if you put in some new trees, some new shrubbery over the summer, now's the time to give it one final hit with this product to prepare it for the fall, prepare it for the winter. And that way when spring comes, your plants have a belly full of food still in them, the root system is active, and it's wonderful. But I think probably the thing that I really noticed the biggest difference, Paul, and this was from what you had told me earlier when we talked, is you said to me that what the mycorrhiza will do is it is able to eat the fertilizer that's already in the ground that is not normally available to the plant, but it can take this unavailable fertilizer and make it available to the plant.
That's exactly right, Paul. That's really probably what a common question that we get is Thrive a fertilizer, and it is not. There's no NPK value to it. There's no nutrients in it. You couldn't put those two together. You couldn't put the bacteria with the nutrients because of what you just said. It will immediately start to break that down. A lot of times people will treat with Thrive for the first time, And they'll call us or they'll come to us at a show and they'll say, this has to be fertilizer. I saw an immediate, increase in my plant. It bloomed faster. I had a bigger bloom. There's got to be fertilizer. Well, what's happening is that, over the years as we put fertilizer in the soil, a lot of that and the aspects of the fertilizer are still stuck in the soil and aren't being broken down for the plant in a form that the plant can intake. So Thrive is doing that, is performing that job and breaking down that nutrients for the plant. So that's why people immediately see an increase in the way that their plant looks. But over time, you absolutely, this is an add-on. This is something that you want to do with everything else that you're already doing in your garden or in your yard. So it absolutely is going to be a benefit to any fertilizer that you've already put down or that you're going to be putting.
Paul, can you give us your website so people could go to it and get more information about Mycorrhizae and Thrive?
I would love to. It's www.usethrive.com. So use, USETHRIVE.com. You can get on there. You can request a free sample pack of our product to try it for yourself. That's something that we feel very strongly as a company, that seeing is believing, and you'll probably see that slogan more and more from us. But we want you to try it out. We're not somebody that expects you to just go out and buy it. If you have some questions, like you said, Paul, get on our website. You can answer your question. There's some how-to videos that talk about mycorrhizae. More specifically, talk about the beneficial bacteria. Again, request a sample pack. We have a Facebook page that you can like us on Facebook. If you're one of the Facebook followers, you can see real results from real fans.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply.
Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Trying to give you some ideas of things that will help you to have a better garden in the springtime. And, you know, fall preparation means a lot to your garden. Fertilizing the lawn, using a product with a mycorrhizae. And if you put in new perennials, new shrubs and trees, invest the couple of dollars it's going to cost you to buy the product and put it on the plant. It will get that root system really established, and that means a lot less winter damage. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Derek from Maine with a question about apple trees.
Derek, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I had an apple tree, and I pruned it up some so I could get underneath it with the lawnmower. And
okay.
I noticed some suckers down, you know, by the very trunk of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if how to go about cutting one of them off and getting it to root so I could have another apple tree.
The thing is, on that sucker that's coming out of the ground, your tree is probably grafted. And because you can buy a standard apple tree, which will grow up to be about 25 to 35 feet tall, you can buy a semi-dwarf, and you can buy a dwarf, so that the shoots that are coming close to the ground could be from what's called a dwarfing root stock. And it's not the same apple that's growing above the ground.
It's not the
same
apple?
So if you want, right, and it could be a flowering crab. So that it's going to be totally, totally different. Now, if you want to root a branch, this is what I want you to do. If there's a branch that you can bend and have it touch the ground, in the spring. You don't want to do it now because the season is coming to an end. But in, let's say, early April, I want you to take a branch, bend it down so that it's going to touch the ground. You're going to dig a hole about maybe 3 or 4 inches deep. Bend the branch so it's in the shape of the letter U. The U part that's in the ground, take a sharp knife and scrape off the bark. Put that scraped off U in the ground. And what I've done is to take a wire coat hanger, cut it so it's about 6 inches long, bend it so it looks like a giant bobby pin, and pin that branch to the ground. Fill it full of soil, and between April and maybe early July, where you scraped off the bark, roots will begin to form. And all you need to do is to tug on the branch, maybe dig it up a little bit, and if you see roots have formed, then cut the main branch, dig up the plant, and now you have a new apple tree. And it will be the same as what you have above the ground. It's called layering. And you can do the same thing if you have a rhododendron, a holly, an azalea, or any kind of a shrub that you like growing around the foundation of your house. If you take a branch, bury part of it underground, put a rock on it or pin it with this wire, and scrape off the bark. If you want to put some rooting powder on it, that will speed up the rooting process even faster. But that way, all the nourishment from the tree or the shrub is feeding that cutting that you will eventually take, and you don't have to worry about, am I watering it? Am I feeding it? Is it going to wilt with the weather? It's still attached to the mother, and the rooting results much, much better. But I've rooted rhododendrons with branches an inch in diameter, mountain laurel. Any kind of a plant can be done that way. You just need to bend it down, bury it 3 inches deep, pin it so the wind doesn't pull it out. You may even need to put a rock on it, but you leave it there for...